Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
We are continuing our series on the eight pillars of perfect health. Last week, we talked about pillar number two, oxygenation. Before that was pillar number one, energy flow. We actually had two parts to that. So let's just do a review of the pillar before we go on to pillar number three, which is xenobiotics, and that's a big word, and we're going to talk about that.
Exactly what that means.
Uh-huh. First of all, Dr. Prather, how did you come up with these eight pillars of perfect health?
It was quite a bit of information from my mentors and teachers to actually be able to come up with those, but actually putting those in this order and organizing them in this way was something I actually found in chiropractic school.
Oh, okay.
As I was just evaluating what is it all that's involved with health and how that influences, observing from the patients, learning from everything, I found that this eight pillars was an excellent way for me to actually think about someone's health. Mm-hmm. And as I was doing it, I went through that, especially starting out, there was a much better results with my patients, and I was able to organize this in a manner that made logical sense to me and got excellent results with my patients.
So you use this in your evaluation and treatment of the patient, these
eight
pillars?
In my everyday practice, this is the order I think of as I'm looking at a patient. I've also taught some of my staff who actually see patients to think along these ways, and they say it really makes a big difference on finding the underlying problem, how to actually work with a patient, and get the kind of care that they need.
Now, the order of these pillars of health, is there any reason that they're in the order that they are?
Yes, that actually has to do with how quickly things can actually kill you. So, looking at it in that way, getting those fixed, and they're also the most easiest to fix also. The first pillar, when we're talking about energy flow, people are wanting to get out of pain as quickly as possible. All energy flow blockage results in pain. So getting those changed around. Obviously, if somebody has oxygenation problems, they want to get that fixed as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then xenobiotics, as we talk about that, really looking that over, evaluating that, seeing what types of strangers to the body someone's dealing with. Identifying them and eliminating them is really our next thing that we need to usually work on.
Well, let's do a quick overview of the first two pillars that we've done in previous shows. And I want to let our listeners know they can go to thevoiceofhealthradio.com, our website. Again, that's thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And we have these the previous shows there that you can listen to and download and listen to anytime. So the first pillar was energy flow. And you talked about the nervous system, cerebrospinal fluid, lymphatic system, circulation, and then electromagnetic. Is it possible to do a quick overview just of that?
Sure. And those each are pathways of energy, and each one requires a different type of a treatment to actually get opened up. It's important to identify which one is actually causing the problem in the patient. Could be multiple ones. And oftentimes, as we are dealing with people's pains, they could have several of those. So it's important to keep the patient informed that we've made progress. You know, we've cleared out the nervous system. We've cleared out the cerebrospinal fluid. But they still could be having some lymphatic problems. So as we can identify those, then that also keeps the patient informed on what we're actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
As people are making progress, oftentimes it took them 20 years to get in that position, but people are anxious to get out of it as quickly
mm-hmm.
as possible. So showing progress, helping them to understand is an important part of what we do. As I'm also working with my other staff, helping them to identify which ones we're working with, really helps with the their focus on what they're actually working on.
Well, you brought up a good point. You know, some people have been struggling with their health for years.
Yes.
And want that quick fix.
And even then, if they're not even aware of it, it's, you know, people talk about, well, I just reached over and picked up a pencil and, you know, all of a sudden I can't mm-hmm. move. Well, that just didn't happen.
Right.
That took a while to actually develop to get to that point. Mm-hmm. So if people are in a crisis, if people have health issues, it never just happens usually overnight. It's something that develops over a long period of time, and then helping them to understand that there is progress being made and that we're keeping track of it and that we're able to demonstrate that as an important part. So having a good understanding of these aspects not only helps us to treat the patient, but also an understanding of this also helps us to inform the patient of progress being made.
Yeah, and you brought up a good point. You know, you just said everybody should get labs done, nice thorough blood work, yearly. You know, even if you're feeling great, it's very important to see what's going on in your blood chemistry.
Yeah, people don't actually realize problems that are developing. Mm-hmm. Most things are insidious. They're quiet until they actually become a crisis, and by then it's much easier to fix when it's just a beginning problem.
Mm. And then last week we talked about pillar number two, oxygenation. Anything you want to recap on that before we go on?
Well, there's many different aspects of that. It's something that's easily overlooked. Oxygenation, if you were perfectly oxygenated, you'd look like you're 21 the rest of your life. So keeping that oxygenation up, important part of one's health and well-being, and something that is very common for people to actually start to get a lower level than what they should be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just to review our pillars of health, today we're on pillar number three, xenobiotics. We start with pillar number one, energy flow, and then last week talked about pillar number two, oxygenation. Pillar number three is xenobiotics. Pillar number four, water. There's a lot about water we can learn.
There is actually more than what people actually have any idea mm-hmm. of how water affects the health and
don't you know someone that has a PhD in
yes.
in water.
Yes. Actually have a gentleman who he just gets very excited about water and looks at all the aspects that are involved with health, and that's what he does all of his research in.
Well, aren't we made up of a lot of water?
Yes. We're actually born with 70% water, and we should maintain about a 60%.
Okay.
So, very important part of our health.
We'll be talking about that next week. And then pillar number five is nutrition. And pillar number six, exercise. Pillar number seven, which I like, rest. Rest
yes.
is very important. And the last pillar number eight is the Beatitudes. So, we're excited about talking about those. And we're taking each show and talking about each pillar in depth. And again, I want to let our listeners know you can listen to any past shows on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. So let's talk about xenobiotics. That's a fancy word. What does it mean?
It's strangers to the body. And that encompasses a tremendous amount of areas. One, you can talk about pathogens, which is a very common type of stranger that people know. Bacterial infections, viral infections, fungal infections, parasitic infections, all would be included in that. So there's a tremendous amount, and all those would be strangers to the body. The body doesn't want those things in there.
Mm-hmm.
You also have along those lines, you also have toxins, and they can be chemical toxins that can be getting into the system. There can be heavy metal toxins that can also be included in that. And also there could be allergens. You know, different types mm-hmm. of allergies can be a stranger to the body. One thing that's interesting, one person's poison is another person's cure. So, you know, some people, the things that they can actually take, like, you know, as an example, people always talk about gluten, you know, right. intolerance. Some people do fine, some people don't. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it can vary from person to person exactly what those xenobiotics are.
Right, right. And that's interesting you bring up gluten because that's a big thing right now, to be gluten-free.
Very, very important.
So you're saying not everybody needs to be on a gluten-free diet.
Not everybody needs to be on a gluten-free diet, no.
So one thing that might be a toxin for someone.
Might be fine for another.
Okay.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, you talk a lot about structure function care and disease care. What is the difference between the two?
When you're talking about disease care, you're usually talking about an interference in the body's normal mechanisms. There is a time for that. When the body is actually in a process of free fall, is a good way to kind of put it, where the body is no longer making sense of what it's doing. And we're on a pattern that it will actually crash. Then you need some interference. And the best way to actually do that is through pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are classified as poisons. They actually take the body further away from homeostasis, which I'll define here in a second. Mm-hmm. But at those times, that is actually necessary. So when the body's in a crisis and is no longer able to heal itself, that's when disease care is actually critical. That's where you actually utilize the pharmaceuticals and the surgical methods. What we're usually involved with is in structure function. And as opposed to a disease care, it's health care. Everything that you use in a structure function standpoint is something to bring the body back into homeostasis, which is balance.
Okay.
Dr. Guyton talked about homeostasis as the definition of health. If the body can maintain homeostasis, where it's in a perfect balance with all the different types of things that are coming in that are interfering with its function, that is the perfect state of health, and that's based on a balance of the physiology functional. And upon the structure portion of the structure function.
Well, you talk about the body as the hero. What do you mean by that?
Body has a self-healing mechanism to it that can just make all sorts of corrections if we can just get out of its way. The whole idea behind healthcare is to provide the impetus, the needs, and the basis of what it will take to actually get the body well. So finding out where it's off, doing the proper diagnostics, and then making the proper type of adjustments into the care will actually result in the healing and the position that the body should actually be in.
Well, find out how structure function care can impact your life. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. And we're talking about pillar of perfect health, the number 3, xenobiotics. And Dr. Prather, before we went to break, you were talking about what are xenobiotics. They're basically, as I understand it, toxins to the body.
Yeah, any stranger to the body. In other words, you have... One of the big things we talk about is homeostasis.
Right.
So anything that takes the body towards homeostasis is a friend of the body. Mm-hmm. Anything that takes the body away from homeostasis would be considered a xenobiotic.
And when we talk about homeostasis, we're talking about our body being in balance, correct?
Being in balance.
Okay.
So, and those things can be different from person to person. There are a tremendous number of things, and something that we're never going to get away from. Hmm. You know, we have a constant barrage of xenobiotics on our system. Matter of fact, some of the things we actually create in our own body, the waste material that the cells produce.
So it doesn't just come from the outside.
It's also something that we deal with on the inside. You know, when we have several different organ systems that are involved with the elimination of toxins, xenobiotics out of our system. Mm-hmm. Our lungs, we take in the air. We get rid of the carbon dioxide. So we take in the oxygen, get rid of the carbon dioxide, because if we accumulated the carbon dioxide over a period of time, then that would become a xenobiotic.
Okay.
So also anything that becomes out of balance, you can actually take in too much oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So something that something that in a certain quantity is actually good for you, in too much of a quantity, it becomes too much of a toxin. So vitamin D, vitamin D is a very common type of a vitamin that people take.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of information out there, and a lot of people are taking it. But I have had patients who have come in who've taken too much of it. And you can actually test that, see that they're actually taking too much, and there's actually some liver damage that could occur from that. So we have to detox that. In that type of instance, that vitamin D has become a xenobiotic. You have too much of it in your system.
Mm-hmm.
So even things in a certain quantity is good. If you take too much of it, it becomes a stranger to the body at that point. It takes the body further out of balance and is actually a problem. Now, there are some things that are just, you know, absolutely, no matter what, a xenobiotic. Arsenic, mercury, lead, you know, those are toxins. There are certain types of poisons that automatically will take the body, and everybody responds the same way.
And there's been a big thing with mercury fillings and...
Sure,
we're getting away from that.
We are. We are trying to cut down how many toxins that we actually take into our system. There's a very big move in cleaning up the environment. The less toxins in our environment, the less toxins we're taking into our body. Being aware of that is an important type of aspect. Being aware that we cut down on the amount of toxins we take in on our food, the air that we breathe, you know, we've tried to clean that up quite a bit. All those things are involved in the whole xenobiotic process to make life easier for our body. Now, we also have the organ systems where we actually try to get rid of that. We talked about the lungs getting rid of the carbon dioxide. We also have our liver is actually the big hero of our xenobiotics. Because the liver actually will clean our body up. It's the major... system that the body uses to filter the blood, get rid of toxins. And when the liver stops functioning, which is one of the things that we check on, is the liver sick? Is it not able to handle it? Then we start to have a very big accumulation of toxins in our system. It's one of the reasons that cancer patients, one of the big aspects of that is trying to do a liver detox to get that cleaned up. Because people who have cancer, if they can keep the toxin levels down, they actually can get over cancer much easier.
Interesting.
Matter of fact, cancer, one of the aspects of cancer we had talked about before is a lowered oxygenation.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always, whenever you're dealing with cancer, some type of a toxin that actually helped to kick off the cancer. Also some type of a carcinogen. Is the main type of toxin that they actually talk about.
Mm.
So there's always a carcinogen whenever you're dealing with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're saying if the liver cannot filter that.
If the liver isn't filtering the body, if it's under stress, if it's not working right, then that can actually set you up for cancerous situations.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we're always doing with any of our cancer patients or patients who have had cancer in the past or people who are trying to prevent cancer is your liver working correctly?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we always look at on our blood test and make sure that that liver's working well. And when that liver's working well, your chances of having cancer decrease quite a bit. Also, you feel a lot better.
Right.
Also, as you're talking about elimination, you know, our bowels, making sure that those, you know, that there isn't a toxin on that. Constipation actually produces a tremendous amount of toxins in our system. So, you know, not being constipated, keeping our bowels all cleaned up. Our kidneys are also a big filter. So our kidneys working well. Kidney failure actually poisons the body. That's why we die with kidney failure. So are the kidneys working up to par?
Mm-hmm.
The spleen is also a big filter for the blood. So, you know, looking at all those types of things are all involved. And then, of course, we have our defense mechanisms with the whole immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those different aspects go into our ability to handle the xenobiotics that we are constantly bombarded with and which our body actually produces as a side effect of its normal type of everyday functioning.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping that up to par, evaluating that, making sure that everything's working right is an important part of what we do. And let people know that we need to improve those things, get those things up to par, find out anything that they're taking too much of. Checking for food allergies has a huge effect. Whenever you're talking about autoimmune diseases, any type of autoimmune disease, you're always talking about some type of xenobiotic that's actually overstimulating or causing stress on the immune system.
Now, when you're talking about xenobiotics, you know, has there been an increase in the outside influences, you know, from our environment?
Well, there is a tremendous amount of evidence that, yes, we have been poisoning ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have produced a lot of toxins in our environment. And there has been a decrease in the immune system and the functioning of the body because we have put too many chemicals into our system that the body's not really aware of, you know, isn't aware of actually handling. So we have engineered a lot of chemicals. We have engineered a lot of different types of toxins that we've released. And those things have definitely had an influence on our environment. And then has also come in and had a big influence on our overall health and well-being. People who live in more toxic areas, the more toxic area that you are, the more likely you are to have cancer, the more likely you are to have several different types of diseases. So, you know, actually keeping not only our own bodies healthy, which we have a direct ability with, but also keeping our environment healthy is a very important part of health and wellness. And you know, evaluating that is an important aspect. And if we can keep ourselves at optimal health, optimal ability to actually go on ahead and detox ourselves, then we're way ahead of the game, and we'll live longer and healthier and feel better.
Well, how, you know, what protection or defenses do we have, you know, toward these xenobiotics or these poisons?
Yeah, the body is actually amazing on how well it can actually filter itself. You know, the first thing is our immune system and our ability to respond to different pathogens is actually quite amazing. And a good, healthy person can really fight off a majority of conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have our immune system, which is our first line of defense, to actually attack things. We have a tremendous amount of ability to actually filter and to get rid of problems. The first place that we always look at if we're talking about xenobiotics is the areas that actually enter into the body. 80% of our immune system is around our gut. So that's a very, very big area where a lot of toxins actually enter. Matter of fact, probably 80% of the toxins actually are in through the gut. So having a good evaluation of that is extremely important. And any time that we're talking about xenobiotics, one of the first places we go to is the gut to try to relieve some of the toxic levels on that and also improve the immune system. So good evaluation of the gut is extremely important. The next areas are where we breathe. Mm-hmm. You know, our filtration of the lungs. You know, is it, you know, a lot of people have a weakened immune system around there. They have a weakening of different types of chemicals in their lungs without being aware of it. It's one of the things that smoking does. Not only does it increase the amount of toxins coming in, but then it also breaks down the body's ability to actually filter those toxins. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the big things, if you're talking about a xenobiotics, is don't smoke.
Right.
You know, there's no reason to add other different types of things in there. But looking at each of those different types of things, and then the skin, of course, is the next area that you might get enter of xenobiotics. So looking at the gut, the lungs, and the skin as one of the major entry points of xenobiotics.
Okay. Well, up next, let's talk about how xenobiotics are evaluated. And very interested talking about detoxing the liver, because that's something you have to be real careful on how you do. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
You want to know how fun my week's going? I had my prostate examined last week. The last physical I've had is when I was 25. It's been 30 years since I've had a physical. And I do not remember the glove part. I know that I would have remembered the glove part. And he said, we're going to give you an exam for prostatitis. And I thought prostatitis was a Roman general that helped Caesar during the Gallic Wars.
The Prather Plan Weight Loss Program is safe, comprehensive, medically supervised, and designed just for you. Forget the trendy diets and instead start with a roadmap that actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning and increased energy. The Prather Plan has 6, 10, or 14-week programs with a proven record of success and with guaranteed weight loss. The Prather Plan is an individualized program that is tailored to your needs to create healthy new habits in your life. You'll receive support from a certified health counselor, a nutritionist, and an exercise physiologist for maximum results. Many weight loss programs can include unhealthy loss of muscle or organ weight. We target your ideal body fat percentage so you can lose body fat in a healthy way where the pounds stay off. Contact the Prather Practice today to schedule a consultation and create a healthier you. 317-848-8048 or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice. Restoring hope.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna kill my ill.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. This week, our focus is on pillar of perfect health number 3, xenobiotics, which are poisons and toxins in your body. It's kind of scary, xenobiotics. Is that with an X?
It's with an X. Sounds like some type of a monster movie.
Uh-huh.
Xenobiotics from outer space.
Right. But they're not from outer space, right? They're, right, they can be in our mouth, our teeth, our gut, and in the environment.
Sure.
And
a very common one would be free radicals, which is actually produced by our system, where there's a free electron is actually a xenobiotics that causes damage into our system. So, you know, there's a lot of, it covers a huge range of things to look at.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, let's talk about how you test at the Prather Wellness Center for xenobiotics, for toxins and poisons in the body.
One of the ways that that we were talking about, and one of the things that they've actually made a tremendous amount of progress on, is looking at the bowels. The bowels is a huge area for toxins to actually be produced for xenobiotics. And actually analyzing that has made a huge leap forward with what was called the Biogenome Project. The federal government, of course, everyone was aware that we were involved in mapping out the genetic code for humans. It's called the Genome Project, and we were able to accomplish that. But one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is if you actually take all the cells of your body, the ones that are DNA you, mm-hmm. and you look at the critters that actually live in you.
Critters.
Yes, you actually have things that live in through your, mainly in through your gut is where the vast majority is. And without them, you would actually die. So there's actually more cells of not you in you than there are of you.
Interesting.
And
more cells that are not.
Right, things that actually have created a symbiotic relationship with you. In other words, they're dependent upon you living and you are dependent upon them living. Mm-hmm. And most of those actually reside in the gut. And there's a homeostasis, again, there's a balance that should be in there for a normal, healthy gut. And that has a huge influence on the nutrients that we're able to absorb into our body, keeping the immune system up and the toxic levels down. So it's a very important area to begin with someone's health and well-being. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we always tell people that are important for a basic evaluation of their health and well-being is a blood test, which we'll be talking about, and urinalysis, hair analysis, and then also a stool kit. Mm-hmm. And with the Biogenome Project, they've been able to increase the accuracy of the evaluation of the gut to a very high level, where we can actually measure out the hydrochloric levels, hydrochloric acid, pancreatic enzymes, the bile that's going into the gut, which helps create the homeostasis. Mm-hmm. Also, the normal gut flora, you know, how well they are actually operating, how the food for the small intestine cells and for the gut flora is actually there. But we can also pick out any type of infections from the stomach all the way down to the end of the colon. Mm-hmm. So
you don't want to say.
I didn't think I should actually say the exactly where it ends. You know, this is radio. Uh-huh. But we can pick those types of anything that's going on that. A perfect example of that is I had a young man who came in who had traveled overseas, came back to the United States, and was feeling awful. He had lost 25 pounds. He had a tremendous amount of fatigue, brain fog, very good college student, and his grades were failing. And he didn't think he was going to be able to continue college. So he went to Mayo, Cleveland, Johns Hopkins. He had been to four major clinics to try to figure out what was going on. They hadn't found anything. Mm-hmm. We did the stool kit. And we actually found a parasitic infection, started to treat the parasitic infection, and within 3 weeks, he felt his old self again.
Wow.
So, you know, looking at those types of things and being more thorough than the average mm-hmm. evaluator, mm-hmm. you know, with the latest technology out there.
Right.
Is one of the things that we try to do.
But you say latest technology, which it is. But it's so cost-effective for insurance companies and for the patient.
Absolutely. I mean, the amount of money that was actually spent on all the tests compared to, you know, my simple stool kit was just, you know, there was no comparison. Mm-hmm. And the results on that, you know, the basic types of tests, that's one of the things that we oftentimes miss. We get so excited about very expensive MRIs and other different types of things, very important. But, you know, just getting a good basic picture of what's going on with someone's health, and looking at all the different aspects and where those xenobiotics might come from, we find a tremendous amount of information from the stool kit and from the evaluation of the gut that makes a very big difference in people's lives. The other thing that we can measure on that is the level of the immune system of the gut. We can actually pick up if there are a tremendous amount of allergies that are taking place, especially food sensitivities. Then we can go on from there and actually pick out what those food sensitivities are from a further blood test called the Alcott. And then be able to rebuild the immune system, get it settled down, whichever way that it needs to go, increase the pancreatic enzymes, hydrochloric acid, get the bile flowing, and get that homeostasis back into the gut. And one, that solves a lot of problems. A lot of people have gut discomfort that they've been living with for years. As soon as everything gets balanced out, that goes away. Weight loss occurs. Oftentimes there are actually certain bacteria that are known to cause weight gain. And if you don't eliminate those, then it just sticks around.
You know, one thing I want to bring up too is parasitical infections. Do you find a lot of that in, you know, when you do this diagnostic, the stool kit?
It's actually a very common type of problem for people who have complaints.
I think people think, you know, they have to travel to third world countries to pick up a parasite, but
It's not true. It's a very common type of problem. There are other different types of issues. There's bacterial infections. There's overgrowth of yeast in through the gut. There's viral infections, but all those things can be picked up on that and then actually dealt with. And you know, when you're talking about autoimmune diseases, 80% of all autoimmune diseases start in the gut. Anytime you're trying to get someone healthy from cancer, you have to look at the gut. The gut is a huge aspect on that. If you have a imbalance into the gut, it actually creates certain toxins that can actually kick off cardiovascular disease. So, you know, very important type of aspect and something that people really need to look at and have thoroughly evaluated. And we do that. We have the latest technology, and they actually have used the technology of the Biogenome Project, and it's not something that has been implemented to the degree that it should be in most offices. But we always try to be cutting edge and get in on the newest types of information.
Now, we've talked about in evaluating for xenobiotics, thorough blood work, urine analysis, which we do a comprehensive panel at our office, and we usually print it out to show the patient everything, and it is 2.5 pages full.
Yes.
Patients say, wow, is this, you know, this is very thorough. So, also, you talked about the stool kit. How about hair analysis? What are you checking for? What are you looking there and evaluating for xenobiotics?
We actually, company that we actually use is a German company, and they, again, have the latest technology. And one of the biggest things that we're looking for on that is heavy metal toxicity. We had a young boy who just came into our office, and his mom was one of the things that she was very concerned with, and she couldn't get her other doctors or pediatrician to actually check for heavy metal toxicity. And we've done a hair analysis on him and found that he had lead, mercury, and arsenic toxicity on his hair analysis, which would certainly explain a lot of his behavior.
You said lead, mercury,
and arsenic.
Wow.
So that's not that unusual, as the Center of Disease Control has actually evaluated children, because children can actually pick up heavy metal toxicity much quicker and much easier than an adult can.
They absorb it.
They absorb that. I've had some dentist friends who've come in who just thought they would get checked, and sure enough, they had high levels of mercury. Mm-hmm. Got that detoxed, and that made a huge difference. So looking for those heavy metal toxicities is very important, but also we also check out all the normal types of minerals. One of the things that we find on not that unusually is a high copper. Mm-hmm. And that causes certain types of mental and emotional types of conditions. So anything that is out of balance, anything mm-hmm. that isn't in homeostasis, can actually become a xenobiotic into the system. So evaluating that on the hair, blood, urine, and seeing exactly what is out of balance is absolutely important.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about, too, allergy testing and then the treatment for xenobiotics.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
The three tests, Dr. Prather, that you suggest everyone have every year, you know, to give a complete picture of health is the Prather Profile Blood Analysis, the GI Effects Stool Kit, and the Hair Analysis. And what does the Hair Analysis reveal about a person's health?
Well, one of the most important things that we're looking on a hair analysis is the possibility of heavy metal toxicity. That can cause a huge variety of diseases and symptoms that can actually occur. Any type of autoimmune disease could begin with a heavy metal toxicity or any type of neurological conditions, MS, ALS, a lot of those types of diseases can be kicked off by heavy metal toxicity, including a whole host of symptoms that would be hard to explain any other way. The other things that show up with the hair analysis is the balance of the minerals. It can play a huge effect on the entire system. Now, when plants actually grow, they can actually make the fatty acids, the vitamins, the amino acids, but the minerals have to come from the ground. So if the minerals aren't there, they can't make them. So the most common deficiencies that can occur in nutritional health of an individual is mineral deficiencies or mineral imbalances. And the hair analysis is the best way to actually show up those changes that can occur.
Well, how does the hair analysis help find the root cause of health issues? And no pun intended there.
When you're actually trying to discover what's going on in an individual, so many things can actually result with a mineral imbalance or a heavy metal toxicity that behooves us to actually do that particular test. And that's one reason that I recommend it be done at least once a year. And if there's any type of important type of disease process going on or unexplained symptoms, checking on the hair analysis really can show a tremendous amount and cause reveal the underlying problem.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. This week, our focus is on pillar of perfect health number 3, xenobiotics, which are poisons and toxins in your body. And we just talked about how they're evaluated. And how you evaluate them. Dr. Prather at the Prather Wellness Center talked about blood work, urine analysis, very comprehensive blood work, hair analysis, stool kit. Let's talk also about allergy testing. What do you do there at the Prather Wellness Center for that?
Well, there are actually several different ways of doing allergy tests. Blood work is the main way that we use that. There's actually two main kinds of allergies that you can deal with. One is the anaphylactic IgE mediated, which is the one that usually people think about, you know, that they have the peanut allergy or I have allergies to pollen. There's also another type, which is an acquired allergy, which is IgG, IgA, IgM mediated. And those are actually a little bit much more insidious, because it's not that you have an immediate reaction on that. It's what they call a delayed allergy reaction, which can actually even last up to 4 days and occur later. And those are the main types of allergies that create most of the autoimmune diseases. Rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, Sorgensen's, Graves' disease, Hashimoto's. A lot of all those different types of autoimmune diseases are usually actually involved in delayed types of allergy reactions. One of the most common things that can be involved in that is food allergies. Identifying which ones those are, eliminating those, and actually eliminating those from the diet, and then desensitizing the body, getting the immune system up to par, has a dramatic effect on those particular diseases. An example is we had a young lady who came into our office who was very upset. She had been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease of the lymphatic nodes of the small intestine. And she was told that there was no treatment for that, and that most people died in a short amount of time. So we started the process on that, did a thorough evaluation, blood work, hair analysis, stool kit, to find out what the toxins were, started to get everything balanced out, but we also did what was called an ALCAT test. With that, we were able to identify the foods that were actually an issue. We came up with a diet for her, started her on that process. She started to improve. At this point, she actually was retested and no longer has the autoimmune disease.
Wow.
We've had diseases that usually don't reverse, Sorgensen's, rheumatoid arthritis, which Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, which have completely reversed on people. Basically, one of the main ways of doing that was through dietary changes. And you have to have special types of testing to actually identify what those are. And the way that we have found the best test out there at this point is something called the ALCAT test. We have a nutritionist, a nurse who actually specializes in counseling people on that, does an excellent job. We've had family members who've actually been tested on that. And
I've done that test. Very helpful.
Very helpful on finding out what is actually causing problems, because it's a hidden, insidious type of xenobiotic that can cause a tremendous amount of issues for people. So very important, very helpful. One of the things is we do that especially for any cancer patients. Because if we can get the diet right, eliminate the stresses on the body, get the toxins down, people do much, much better.
Right. Well, let's talk about, you haven't brought up pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
Can they be, a xenobiotic?
Yes. Pharmaceuticals, by their very nature, the use of a poison as a treatment is actually something that can be very helpful. But pharmaceuticals, by their very nature, by their very definition, are xenobiotics. They always take the body from a situation that is further away from homeostasis.
Is that why they have the ongoing list of side effects?
Ongoing list of side effects.
Take up most of the commercial.
Sure. The pharmaceuticals are designed to dramatically shift the body. And to stop a symptomatology, stop of progress. And again, I'm not saying that those aren't necessary, but they always will take the body further away from homeostasis, no matter what the pharmaceuticals. And if they don't, then they can't be classified as a pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm.
So again, as we look at people's health, one of the things we do is evaluate all the pharmaceuticals that they're on. We do have a pharmacist on staff to see, you know, what types of problems that might be occurring from that, evaluate that. Actually, there are many things that can be done to help. There are certain types of nutrients that are well known to help to stop some of the side effects of pharmaceuticals if the person is actually needs to continue on them. Mm-hmm. There's homeopathics that can be made that can negate some of the effects. So it's always something that we have to take into consideration is the pharmaceuticals that people are on, make sure there aren't any interactions, that the pharmaceuticals aren't creating some of the disease process that they're actually dealing with at that time. Mm-hmm. And then to get the person healthier, more into homeostasis, so that they can get off the pharmaceuticals as quickly as possible. Longer that you take a pharmaceutical, the more pharmaceuticals you take, the more likely you are to have diseases actually caused by the pharmaceuticals themselves. So what we try to actually do with our treatments are things that actually are they're classified into the structure function. In other words, these aren't things that normally hurt people. What these products do is they actually bring the body closer into homeostasis. So they aren't actually there to treat the disease.
Mm-hmm.
What they are to do is to help the body to get healthier so that the body can overcome whatever disease process is going on. So if someone has some mercury toxicity, we have very specialized types of products that can actually are well known to detox the body. We actually do check on those products to see how they respond on the body before they take them through something called electrodermal screening. And then we, of course, then come back in and make sure that the mercury is actually out. So we do the retesting, make sure that that's fixed. If we're dealing with a liver toxicity, we recheck the blood work and make sure that the liver's getting better. If we're dealing with kidney failure, we make sure that the kidneys are actually getting back up to par. We do that through natural products, enzymes, proteins, through herbals that are more food grade, to actually bring the body back into a much more normal type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
We also have different means of detoxing. One of our favorite ways of getting the liver working better is something called diathermy, which are large magnets that actually increase blood flow, lymphatic flow. And as we can increase that, then we actually get more function of the body, and we can see some excellent results with changes in lab tests with that.
Yeah, that diathermy is a unit you have at the Prather Wellness Center.
It is. We find that that's very helpful in many different types of products, but especially with the detoxification process.
Mm-hmm.
So we give things for people. We change people's diet. We have different types of therapies that help to detox the system.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things, you know, can make a very, very big difference on how people feel and how well they do.
Mm-hmm.
A very interesting case that we had is we had a cancer patient who came in, and he had colon cancer that was throughout, you know, that was a big problem. He was going to be going in for surgery and then starting chemo after about 3 weeks. So he was scheduled for his surgery, and he came in right away. We did some testing on him and found parasitic infection in through the colon, which is actually one of the leading causes of colon cancer. And the parasites. So we started him on a program for the parasites, and a very aggressive one. He started to feel better. He went in for his scan before he actually had the surgery, and they went in there, and lo and behold, his cancer was gone.
Wow. Wow.
So he was thrilled with that.
Right.
The oncologist was very interested in the changes that occurred with that and was very, very pleased. So, you know, it's amazing as you can get things detoxed how quickly sometimes the body can change situations.
Do you need to be careful, too? I know there's a lot of people out there doing their own detoxing, you know, not under a doctor, a knowledgeable doctor. Do you need to be careful not to detox too quickly?
Yeah, people are doing liver detoxes that, you know, sometimes they have elevated liver enzymes, and you can't do a liver detox at that instance. You can actually harm yourself.
Right.
I've had patients. I had a lady who we absolutely love, has been a longtime patient. And she was really big into detoxes, and she was constantly getting into trouble from trying different types of detoxes. And every time she did, we had to fix her because she had messed herself up.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, she finally had decided that, okay, I'm just going to let you handle this because
she tried it.
I really, you know, she would read something on the internet, give it a try, and then she would be all messed up, and we needed to fix her. So we do it in a much more controlled type of a way, much more gentle. None of the things that we actually use are harsh, and we get much better results with that.
Okay, Dr. Prather, we just have a few more seconds. Anything that you want to close regarding xenobiotics?
Thorough evaluation. If you can catch anything at an early stage, it's always much easier than at a later stage.
Okay, well, we're out of time. Thank you, Dr. Prather.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.